They had their herbology exam on Wednesday. Other than a small bite from a fanged geranium, Harry felt he had done reasonably well. And then on Thursday, defense against the dark arts. Here, for the first time, Harry felt sure he had passed. He had no problem with any of the written questions and took particular pleasure during the practical examination in performing all the counter jinxes and defensive spells right in front of Umbridge, who was watching coolly from near the doors into the entrance hall.
"Oh, bravo!"
cried Professor Tofty, who was examining Harry again when Harry demonstrated a perfect Boggart banishing spell.
"Very good indeed. Well, I think that's all, Potter, unless..."
He leaned forward a little.
"I heard from my dear friend Tiberius Ogden that you can produce a Patronus for a bonus point."
Harry raised his wand, looked directly at Umbridge, and imagined her being sacked. "Expecto Patronum!" The silver stag erupted from the end of his wand and cantered the length of the hall. All of the examiners looked around to watch its progress, and when it dissolved into silver mist, Professor Tofty clapped his veined and knotted hands enthusiastically.
"Excellent," he said. "Very well, Potter. You may go."
As Harry passed Umbridge beside the door, their eyes met. There was a nasty smile playing around her wide, slack mouth, but he did not care. Unless he was very much mistaken, and he was not planning on saying it to anybody in case he was, he had just achieved an outstanding OWL. On Friday, Harry and Ron had a day off, while Hermione sat her ancient runes exam. And as they had the whole weekend in front of them, they permitted themselves a break from studying. They stretched and yawned beside the open window, through which warm summer air wafted over them as they played a desultory game of wizard chess. Harry could see Hagrid in the distance, teaching a class on the edge of the forest. He was trying to guess what creatures they were examining. He thought it must be unicorns because the boys seemed to be standing back a little, when the portrait hole opened and Hermione clambered in, looking thoroughly bad-tempered.
"How were the runes?"
said Ron, yawning and stretching.
"I mistranslated Ewald's," said Hermione furiously. "It means partnership, not defence. I mixed it up with I was."
"Ah, well," said Ron lazily. "That's only one mistake, isn't it? You'll still get..."
"Oh, shut up,"
said Hermione angrily.
"It could be the one mistake that makes the difference between a pass and a fail. And what's more, someone's put another niffler in Umbridge's office. I don't know how they got it through that new door, but I just walked past there and Umbridge is streaking her head off. By the sound of it, it tried to take a chunk out of her leg."
"Good," said Harry and Ron together.
"It is not good," said Hermione hotly. "She thinks it's Hagrid doing it, remember? And we do not want Hagrid chucked out."
"He's teaching at the moment. She can't blame him," said Harry, gesturing out of the window.
"Oh, you're so naive sometimes, Harry. You really think Umbridge will wait for proof?"
said Hermione, who seemed determined to be in a towering temper, and she swept off toward the girls' dormitories, banging the door behind her.
"Such a lovely, sweet-tempered girl,"
said Ron very quietly, prodding his queen forward so that she could begin beating up one of Harry's knights.